From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 13th, 2026. Harry Reid International Airport is offering an option to make flying more convenient for passengers with the help of the Transportation Security Administration. TSA is providing real-time security checkpoint wait times for standard and TSA pre-check lines directly on the LAS website. Federal officials have not resolved Department of Homeland Security funding negotiations. That stalemate has caused hundreds of TSA employees to quit and led to hours-long wait times at airport security checkpoints. LAS says wait times can fluctuate by the minute, and travelers should still check in with their airline for the latest updates. Black Mountain Institute recently celebrated its 20th anniversary. The Literary Institute has been a staple in the Las Vegas community and a vital resource for writers and creative scholars at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Scott Dickensheets, a cultural critic and Desert Companion editor-at-large, said Las Vegas's perceived lack of a literary scene was among the original hurdles BMI had to face. Early on, when BMI planned a conference focused on Hunter S. Thompson, the author's estate laughed it off. Hear the full story by State of Nevada's Heidi Kaiser and Charlize Smith at knpr.org. The national nonprofit Best Friends Animal Society has awarded a local animal group a grant to help prevent kittens from being born on Las Vegas streets. The nonprofit awarded the Rachel Ray Save the Mall grant to the Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. The grant totals $20,000 and will support the Prevention Project. The project aims to spay, neuter, and vaccinate cats in specific zip codes where community cat populations are rising and services are limited. According to a press release, Best Friends Animal Society administers the grant and funds part of it through proceeds from sales of Rachel Ray's pet food company. The American Automobile Association says April is National Car Care Month. With summer approaching, AAA says now is a good time to prepare vehicles for warmer weather. Extreme heat can shorten a battery's lifespan and make it more prone to failure. According to a press release, AAA assisted stranded motorists more than 30 million times last year. The organization says many of those service calls could have been avoided with proper vehicle maintenance. Riding down the Las Vegas Strip in a pink lowrider with two showgirls at his side, Bruno Mars was declared the new king of Las Vegas on Friday. The city honored the singer-songwriter with a parade and named a street Bruno Mars Drive. Officials also declared Friday Bruno Mars Day as he kicks off his global romantic tour at Allegiant Stadium. "It's such a privilege, and I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart," Mars told the crowd. He added, "I love this city so much." Mars joins a select few with Las Vegas streets named after them, including Elvis Presley and Rat Pack members Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. MGM Resorts International CEO Bill Hornbuckle said Mars has the legacy and legs to perform in Las Vegas for years to come. Mars has performed in Las Vegas for more than 15 years, including over 140 shows during his residency from 2016 to 2025. He has become one of the city's iconic performers. 2 years ago, he opened the Pinky Ring, a cocktail lounge and nightclub at the Bellagio. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.